If you're in the same place for any period of time, I myself have been in the same church all of my life, 45 years. My parents have been in the church all of my father's life. My father's been here 72 years, still attends. With having been in the same place and so many people that you have met, we go to a large church, there are many, many opportunities for misunderstandings, for hurt feelings, for human things to happen, and a lot of assumptions. Maybe this is a girl thing a little bit more, but do you ever just assume somebody's upset with you, or you assume people don't like you, or you assume that person doesn't want to be around you, doesn't want to speak to you? And there are so many assumptions that we can feel people are feeling awkward toward us in different scenarios. For instance, I have been involved in just about every ministry we have at our church over the years. I have taught in our Christian school. I've been involved with teen groups. I've been involved with Sunday school. So many things where you can maybe do something that a parent thinks you were unfair, or a child didn't like something you did. And this could be 20 years ago, okay? And you might feel like, oh, that family doesn't like me. Now, that's an assumption. Doesn't mean it's true. But if you have that little bit of tension, I have found something works for me in those scenarios. When I read Proverbs 21:14, and it says, a gift in secret pacifieth anger. Now, if it's in secret, it can't really be benefiting the person that receives it in mending a relationship if the giver is giving it in secret. That's how I feel about the verse. So a gift in secret must mean that possibly the person that is giving it, their anger is pacified. And this is how that verse has made me think, and it has helped me. If I feel like maybe there's a little awkwardness, maybe a little tension, oh my goodness, maybe even on social media, you feel like someone misunderstood something you said and they didn't like it. We're talking so many ways we can offend people without even knowing. And you just think, that person isn't acting like they used to around me. Be proactive about it. Now, it might make it worse to go up and have a specific conversation. Like, I'm not sure if you're mad at me. Da, da, da. That might backfire. That might not be a great idea, especially if you don't think you've done anything you need to apologize for. But if you're having a little bit of tension when you think about a person or you see a person, proactively give them a little gift. It's just a small thing, maybe a $5 coffee gift card, maybe a little note complimenting something, some candy. Go up and have a good conversation with them instead of what you want to do, ignore them. Make sure you're not around them. That's the easy way out. But to actually, sometimes so much of it is just an assumption in our mind and it's not even real. When we proactively give a gift, either a physical gift or a gift of words, when we do that, it's amazing how immediately the tension drains out of it from your end. I don't feel awkward anymore once I have made the effort. I feel like I've cleaned up my side of the street and I can see that person with nothing but happiness and love. I think a gift in secret is really for the giver. It's really to help the giver to feel better about the person they're giving a gift to. And this has helped me so many times. What if you're just intimidated by someone because you think they're so pretty, they're so smart, they always win the competitions or whatever it is, get chosen, whatever it is. Maybe they're very spiritual. I don't know. Giving them a gift, a small gift, helps me to feel on even standing with them. It helps me to feel like everything is even between us. There's nothing, no assumptions I have, that I don't like them for some reason in my mind. When you make the effort to give a gift of words or a small token of gift, something your neighbors, maybe you feel, my neighbors don't like me, maybe my dog got in their garden or something like that. You don't know they don't like you, but to get that feeling out of your mind, a little gift, maybe some homemade bread or something, helps you not to feel that way anymore. It's so good to just clear the air and to stop having so many assumptions about things that might not even be true in relationships. This is just something that's helped me a lot through the years. So I wanted to pass it along. Have a great week, ladies. Let's love God by loving others.